You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. When you think of summertime, you may think of warm breezes, the smell of sunscreen, and the sound of kids splashing around in the pool. These are pleasant thoughts. But most of us don't want to think about the unpleasant thoughts, the possibility that a child can drown. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, drowning is the leading cause of injury death for children 1 to 4 years old, and 3 children die every day from drowning. One mother, Kate Boykin, has experienced a few close calls with her 2.5-year-old daughter.
She's gotten in the pool a couple of times where she hasn't been watched very carefully and been face down in the water. That's why we're here.
Boykin and her daughter are at a swim lesson on this day at the YMCA in Stewart. It's a noisy, busy day with lots of different activities occurring at the same time. There are multiple swim lessons happening, as well as a local swim team's practice. YMCA swim instructor Amy Martin has been teaching kids how to swim for about 30 years.
It's probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. That's probably why I've done it for so long. I like the results you see because it is so rewarding to see a child come from, complete fear to, they can swim to the wall.
Swimming to the wall is one of several techniques Martin teaches the kids to do during a swim lesson. She teaches other basics, like how to float and how to kick your legs. Pool toys, like small floating sharks and fish, are used as targets for a child to swim to.
Just hold her on your side here, under her armpits, and have her
Martin also has the kids practice jumping into the pool from the edge. She catches them and has them close their eyes and hold their breath as a way to familiarize them with the sensation of having water in their faces. Teaching them to put their faces in the water and blow bubbles is another way she does this.
But it just teaches them that it's just water and it's not going to hurt them. And that's really the first thing I try to get over is getting the faces in.
Megan Voller is the aquatics director at the YMCA of the Treasure Coast.
There's so many homes here in Florida that have swimming pools. A lot of times it's the first time that a child will enter the water is in a swimming pool in a home. So it's so important for parents to understand, the risks and the hazards that come along with having a pool in their backyard.
Voller says some of those risks and hazards include the potential for a child to wander from the home and fall into the pool. Or perhaps, if you don't have a pool, a neighbor or a vacant foreclosed home could have a pool. Teaching a child to swim is the best way to protect against drowning. However, there's ways to safeguard your home and pool area, such as installing a pool fence or barrier and a pool alarm. Tammy Jackson Moore is the Director of Communications for the Red Cross for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Ensure that the pool barriers that enclose the swimming pools are at least 4 feet high, and they have gates that are self-closing or self-latching, and they need to open outward away from the pool area itself.
Both Voller and Martin also recommend using flotation devices for weak swimmers. Martin says to avoid using water wings or swimmies, the inflatables that go on a child's arms, because they can pop and they limit a child's ability to swim properly.
If they choose to use a flotation device for their child when they swim, the ideal one would be a life jacket. A life jacket, they can still move their arms, and you can also get them to lay on their back and kind of move around a little more freely.
To find out where you can take your child for swim lessons, visit our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.